today's best music, 98.5. It is KRZ Tuesday, the 18th of November. This month is flying by. Lissa and Justin with you on your radio, on your Odyssey app, iHeart, TuneIn, streaming at 985KRZ.com, smart speaker. We are everywhere. We're in the little pocket inside the pocket in your jeans. You thought that was for lipstick? No, it's for KRZ. Hi.
Yeah, and you left a Tic Tac here. It's in the bottom. You got to go get it.
It's going to be fuzzy, but it's still good. Just rinse it off.
I don't know how many times this has been through the dryer, and it's still here.
So you asked an interesting question because we saw over the weekend that Britney Spears had a slumber party with Kim and Khloe Kardashian, and I loved all the video and the photos that they posted, even though it was a very weird situation because I don't remember them being super tight. But anyway, good for Brit. She's getting out of the house. She's hanging. What celebrity would you have a slumber party with? I'm curious to know your personal answer to that question.
Jim Carrey, Seth Rogen, I think would be an incredible, funny night, just filled of nothing but laughs and amazing stories. And even as funny as Jim Carrey is, he's one of the deepest actors in Hollywood. He can go down the rabbit hole with you. And I love those conversations, especially in those cloudy rooms when you got, you know, Seth Rogen there.
And he's an excellent painter, Jim Carrey. He's very layered. He's got a lot of talents where I feel as though people only know the surface level of him.
Well, because he's so, like, over the top crazy with his humor, you don't understand how incredible of an actor he is sometimes. Or you don't give him credit for, like, Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Like, these incredible roles he did, To the Moon and back, whatever. I forget that one.
The Andy Kaufman movie.
Yeah, the Andy Kaufman one. Yeah. Incredible actor he is. He's so deep, and I think that'd be a fun night. I know for you, Elton John and who?
No, hang on. It's interesting you say that because I could not hang with Elton because I would not be able to relax. And you have to relax at a slumber party. Elton, because he's the reason I play piano. He's the reason I'm a musician. So I don't think I could get in footy jammies around Elty. So it would have to be some celebrities that I've met and that I know I can chill with.
That's so funny. I don't think I could go to sleep because I'm so excited Elton's here.
Because I'd be like, do you want to play Daniel? Do you want to play Yellow Brick Road? Do you want to play Levon? Do you want to, like, I would just be wanting to jam with
him
the entire
night. Remember that one song he did back in the 70s?
That time?
It was so good.
That would be me the entire night. So I couldn't relax around him. I think you need to hang with celebrities that you know that you can be chill around. Mm-hmm. So I would pick Sabrina Carpenter because we brought her here to town and she was really nice and we made friends. And Alice Cooper because I've worked with him three or four times.
And I love him. He's the stuff nightmares are made of.
He is the nicest, bar none, I'm not kidding you, the nicest celebrity I've ever met.
That's so cool.
Alice Cooper.
The king of darkness.
And he's the only one that remembers me every time. Hey, Alyssa. I'm like, Alice Cooper remembers my name.
All the stuff he's done in his life to have his memory still, good for him.
I know. And the last one, Dua Lipa, because she was really sweet too.
She was at one of our concerts.
I know, but she's so nice. And that, how would you like to be a fly on the wall in that group of people? And
that would be so funny.
You know, Dua, Sabrina, Alice Cooper, Lissa, we'd have cupcakes, we'd watch movies.
One of those things doesn't belong. It's like, what is Alice Cooper doing with these three beautiful women?
I don't think he'd mind.
Not at all.
I think he'd be fine with it. 98.5 KRZ.